Hello, welcome to the Jules 365 World Cup podcast. We are lucky enough, it's Monday, so we're through the quarterfinals and we're just getting ready, or salivating actually, for the semi-finals. I'm here with Jim Staples,
Hello.
Second one back from South Africa, Simon Head,
Hello.
Gaffer, Simon Pitney,
Hola, buenos dias.
Mr. Angry. We've got a special. We always seem to have a special guest, but I can't remember his name. Jim, what's your mate's name?
Matthew Lewis.
Hello.
Yeah. So he says more than Alex.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Let's start by the quarterfinals. Let's just quickly run over the quarterfinals. Mr. Angry Pitney, how did you find them?
Okay, thanks for that curveball. Germany, very very impressive. I think just kind of exposed Argentina, kind of great going forward, but they were always going to have a test at the back, and I think Germany kind of exposed them. Spain did what they've been doing all tournament, just enough to kind of get through, along on David Villa. Uruguay, yeah, well, that was dramatic. I mean, it wasn't necessarily the greatest game, but Asamoah Gyan really managed to knock off Desai. But fair play for taking the first penalty in the shootout. And then the real big upset, I guess, was Holland beating Brazil. Julio Cesar coming for a cross that he was never going to get, and that from a keeper that a lot of people have been saying is the best keeper in the world, and that kind of turned the game on its head. Up to them, Brazil were cruising. They're my brief synopsis.
That's less angry than I was expecting, but that's fair enough. The gaffer, Mr. Head. My question to you, because Simon's done the overview of the quarters. Did Germany just do what they did to England to Argentina, or was it a different type of game? Because that's what I thought.
It was a different type of game, because I think when Germany played England, they were still playing their way into the tournament, I think. And I think the performance against England basically gave them the confidence that they could kick on, and that they were a bona fide world-class side. They've been playing themselves down all the way up to the... pretty much now, in fact, they're still doing it. And they were always saying they were building for the next European Championship and that this World Cup might come a little bit early. It doesn't look like it, does it? They look a decent side. They played us off the park. I think the difference between their performance...
That wasn't difficult.
Yeah, I think the difference between the two performances, the England performance and the Argentina performance, is Argentina, despite being managed by a complete madman, were actually quite a good side themselves. I know Chris Waddle on the radio said that Argentina, that was the first decent side they'd played in this World Cup, and you know, they got found out. But I think Argentina are a much better side than England. To bang four goals past them and keep a clean sheet against the likes of Messi, the way they nullified Messi was just top draw. And they did it without following him around the pitch all day as well. They did it within their own system. They didn't compromise themselves, and it could have been more than four.
Do you know what, you're right, it could have been. It was an interesting game, but I agree with you. I don't think Argentina is as bad as some people are now making out. Last week everyone was saying Argentina were the best side in the tournament. This week everyone saying they're the worst side in the tournament. I just think it's one of those media things. They just flip between the extremes.
France are the worst team in the tournement.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought it was Holland, wasn't it? When they were going out.
Yeah, they were going out. No, then he said they were.
Is that World Cup semi-finalist?
Hang on. When we get to the games, I'm going to qualify that.
Jim.
The game's Friday and Saturday. I don't want to talk about any of the games other than Ghana. I was distraught.
Do you know what? I was going to ask you about Ghana. My simple question to you about that is, did Suarez do the greatest thing ever for
his
team?
He did and he didn't. If it was an English player, and first of all, it's reaction, isn't it? In that split second when the ball's coming towards him, he doesn't go through his head to, if I do this, I'm going to ruin the nation's dream and the continent's dream for an African team in the semi-finals. It's not going through his head, is it? The ball's coming towards him at whatever mile.
Even if it was, he still should have done it.
I think we all have done the same.
Exactly, and if it's an English player, we'd laud him as a hero. The only thing he did do is that apparently the Ghanaians had their press conference first, and GM was crying and all sorts and like really big emotions, and then Suarez walked into the press conference giving it the big one, just like, yeah, I did what I had to do. The hero. Instead of playing the sort of magnanimous, sort of like playing it down and saying, oh yeah, I did it, but I really feel sorry for them, blah blah blah. But I did it. He just came in, did it from a country. Like, proper game.
That's basically what Henry should have done.
Exactly, yeah. Proper just beefed it up a little bit.
If Henry had done that,
I'd have loved them even more than I did for knocking out the paddies. But I felt really sorry for him. And I was watching it. For some reason, obviously, I met a load of Ghana fans out there. One of them gave me this nice bracelet that I'm wearing now.
Because that's really visible over a podcast.
Well, I'm showing, I'm telling, yeah, well, you could describe it for them. Describe it for
like
them.
QVC style.
How would you describe it? Matthew,
carry on with
it.
Your story.
Okay. So I'm a gay, it's not gay. Gay. So anyway, I managed to watch it in Chancery Lane with a Ghanaian fan as well. He was getting well into it. It was sort of like head in hands and all that sort of jazz when they were playing their normal 90 minutes. So I started chatting to him, and his mum and dad from Ghana, he'd been over there about 2-3 weeks ago. He was absolutely well into it. So I watched it with him, and I really, really wanted them to win. And very disappointed. I didn't think they would. Once it went to pens, I didn't think they would. Other games, not really got an opinion on, to be honest. Holland was pretty okay, but didn't really watch it that much. I was in the pub. Yeah, the Germans were efficient. Spain looked pretty good, but Spain haven't hit the top gear yet at all, have they?
No. Let's be honest. Enough in every
they've
game,
done just enough. Well, it's going to be an interesting semi-final. I really want, and I think it will be, I think Holland will pass, get past.
What you want to do is you want to hold your horses there, young man. We're going to do those
in a second.
We're
not at that point. Yes.
What's that?
We're not at that point.
Holding his horses.
Yeah. Rat, your first contribution.
I just really wanted. Oh, God, I got excited, I'm sorry.
I know, you got all excited and overzealous.
Don't peek too early.
Yeah.
Your first. What did you think of Spain? Because I thought they've been like a very smart kid at school that can't really be bothered, just doing enough to pass.
Spain.
I like the school analogy. Can we go through each of our teams soon and say what sort of kid they'd be at school?
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
England. Just the idiot.
Is it idiot?
Just the absolute idiot.
No, the idiot at the back that thinks he's really good at everything, but quite clearly not.
The guy thinks he's a ladies man, but the ladies think he's a twat, and the boys don't like him because he thinks he's a ladies man.
The people are going to hear, dude.
He's the kid at 14 who's told all his cooler mates, oh yeah, I've slept with loads of girls already. He's done it yet.
And he's just lying. He's got a hard older brother.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, I've got a hard older brother. Yeah, it's not about brothers now, mate.
No, but you know what he does always do? He does quite often send pictures of himself to other people.
Anyway, Matt. As you were saying,
Spain.
They're going to peak. Torres has been absolutely diabolical so far, and he's going to. I reckon he's going to score 2 in the final.
He'll do well to do that from the bench because he's getting dropped.
No,
this week.
He's not getting dropped. He'll stay there. Him and David Villa. I think they'll beat Germany. They'll put him in their place.
Yeah,
Spain Holland final.
So yes, semi-finals. I think I wasn't expecting the quarterfinals to be as good as they were as 4 games. And so the semi-finals have got a hell of a lot to live up to, as I expect the final to be dire, as most finals are.
Really?
Yeah, that's just the way finals
are. Stick the place out. World Cup finals are boring.
Holland, Germany. As long as there's some
spitting.
That'll
be tasty.
As long as there's some high class spitting between Rijkaard and Voller, the modern day equivalents, I'm happy.
Well, De Jong and
Schweinsteiger.
Well, no.
Do you know his name means the pig mountain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell you what, he has been absolute. I think he's been amazing.
He's been one of the players.
I think he's been the player of the tournament. Absolutely brilliant.
Before we talk about the 2 semi-final games, in terms of the 4 semi-finals, I think Spain have got Villa as their standout player. Holland have got Schneider as their standout player. Schweinsteiger, obviously, for Germany. I know the other players have got the goals, and you can talk about Müller and Ertz.
But he's been the one keeping it together,
ticking it over.
Yeah.
And then Uruguay, you look at Forlán. I'd say Forlán.
Yeah.
I'd say Forlán has carried it more.
Forlán does more in the overall play than Suarez does.
And he drops deep. Yeah.
Suarez will be doing a lot for the. There's talk of him being banned for both games.
Yeah, no, I've said that.
I don't think he is now.
No?
See, he's banned for the semi, obviously.
He's banned for the semi, but it didn't get extended. But that was up until last night.
Right.
So you got Forlán, Schweinsteiger, Schneider. And Villa. Out of those teams that are left, whoever wins the tournament, I think that player will pick up the golden ball.
Yeah.
And then obviously golden boots, and Villa might win the 2 as well. I don't know, do they vote the 2? Has there been instances like, has Ronaldo won the golden ball and the golden boot?
Yeah,
they do the same.
The golden ball, is that like the best player?
Best player, yeah.
I think all 4 of those, whoever wins the tournament,
That player will win it.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that.
I don't think they will, purely because there's a good chance that, not because they're not good enough, and not because they haven't been fantastic, but some other player will score the goal or the couple of goals in the final.
But then,
and then, like, every time, they all get it when they shouldn't
do. An individual moment of genius won't win the golden ball. It won't. No, it won't. They're not.
Just while we're talking about awards, who's going to get the Lev Yashin Award? Because the 4 semi-finalists, each of their keepers haven't been exactly great.
Yeah.
So who's been a top keeper?
Probably the German keeper at the moment so far.
No, I wouldn't say
he's
that.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I definitely don't think
the
German
goal,
keeper.
The one goal they concede, the none of them have been great, but the Dutch one has done
Villa,
the least.
The Paraguay goalie's been very good, to be fair.
The least.
Can I just say Joe Hart, because if Stuart was here, he would have gone by now. Joe Hart.
Stuart's not here because he's got a fat toe.
Yes, that's true.
Let's do predictions. Mr. Pitney, what's your predictions for the two winners of the semi-finals?
I think Holland will be just too strong for Uruguay. I think not having Suarez there means that the Uruguay obviously aren't carrying quite as much of a threat. And I think it won't be a cracker game, but I think Holland get through that 2-1, 2-0. And the other game, I think, could actually be brilliant. The only reason being is that Spain so far have come up against pretty much every single team they played have gone, right, 10 men behind the ball, one man up front. And so they've spent the 90 minutes trying to pick the lock all the time and keep ball, but that hasn't been much space for them to play in, which is why they've only scored one or two. I think Germany, the way Germany play, they're gonna have a go at Spain, and I think that game could open up a little bit. I'm not expecting a goal crazy game, but I think it'll be a very pleasing eye on the game. And I still think I know it's become fashionable to say Germany are conquering, but I still think Spain will find a way to win that game. So I think it'll be a Holland-Spain and Spain to win the overall thing.
I didn't ask you the overall thing.
Yeah, I know you didn't. But I got carried away.
Matt, your two winners of the semi-finals.
I think Uruguay are going to beat Holland. I've got no justified reason to think that. I just think that...
It's in your water.
Yeah. The strikers... Van Persie and
Dirk
he's
done.
Crap, but
he's rubbish.
They haven't been firing, and I think
Holland have got a big problem. That kind of forward line has not really got goals in it. But
really,
Van, you know, well, yeah, Robin. I suppose Robin came back.
You've got Schneider. I think Van Persie's still good for a goal or two.
Yeah,
he hasn't set the world alight.
Who has?
But he hasn't. No, but he hasn't needed to.
Who has?
Well, Schneider.
Yeah,
Schweinsteiger.
Yeah,
Utzel.
Well,
there you go.
Prodigy's tried.
Simon and Jim. Who's your two semi-final winners? David. Oh no, sorry, Matt.
Yeah, go on, Matt. Carry on.
Who's going to play Uruguay in the final?
And as much as I hate to say it, I think Germany in the final. Closer's going to get that all-time record off Ronaldo.
I should have put some money on that. Closer for the all-time record.
Yeah,
I like that.
Uruguay, Germany.
Uruguay, Germany.
Sounds
Jim?
Horrible.
Firstly, can I add that I'm happy we're back at Hemrings. Secondly, only one of us has bought a drink, so we're absolutely rinsing their facilities for free.
It's because he went to the bar and didn't get around it.
Well, right. That's true. Germany, Germany to win the game on Wednesday by 2-1.
I like the way you really plant your flag into something.
And Holland to beat Uruguay 3-1. And Forlan's going to get a cut just above his left eye at some point in the game.
What's that if you have to fly over there and do it yourself?
No, it's just going to happen.
Nice.
See
you
then. What about yourself, Dan Ferdinand?
There'll be blood, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do Mr. Head first.
Okay.
And then
I think Germany will beat Spain because I don't think Spain are very good at the back. I think
a lot of people keep saying that about Germany.
No, but I think...
Particularly Alan Hansen.
Yeah.
Get at Mertesacker.
Oh, he doesn't like him, does he?
Doesn't seem to have a problem
now. He's done okay, Mr. Hansen.
He's done all right, hasn't he?
Sorry.
Because, hang on, sorry, Si. He's crap at things. I said this to you earlier, Mr. Bitty. He's crap at things, but he's got players around him that know his physical limitations, and they'll just mop everything up for him.
Yeah.
If someone does go at him at pace or go through his legs or something stupid, someone will just be standing behind him going, no. Or they're not Spanish, so they won't do that. They'll go, no.
But in a German.
Can we have your best German accent now?
Yeah. No. Yeah, this is German accent now. It's kind of Dutch, kind of German. I wasn't even talking, it's Simon, sorry.
Spain will get beat by Germany, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
It's a Simon Pitney definite. You're going for the Holland.
Yes, definitely.
Well, hang on a minute. I need to address it.
Go on. Get out of the open.
Stop.
Oh, banter.
Hang on a minute. I didn't say Holland are definitely going out. We were looking for potential upsets, and I said, I think they could be a potential upset. Now, obviously,
you said, I think they'll struggle,
but I didn't say they were definitely going out.
I'm pretty sure you...
No.
You were quite confident that they would be the upset.
Well, I thought they could potentially be one. If I was looking for upsets, yes.
And then when we all laughed at you, you backtracked real quick.
Well, no, I said they could either win the whole thing or be rubbish.
Doesn't that apply to everybody?
Ever my face?
Yeah.
Well, no, not really.
They might qualify, but they might not.
No, yeah. Your career always going to be rubbish, as will Honduras. Anyway, back to you, Simon. No, I've dealt with that.
Yeah.
You just
said it's going to be a thriller.
What, Germany versus Spain?
Or is it going to be bad?
I think it'll be ill-tempered.
Ooh.
Yeah. Be ill-tempered.
That's not Michael Jackson's song. Billy. You can't say that. No, nothing.
That's a very off-the-wall comment.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Come on, that's all history now.
Okay.
I just want to know if Germany are going to play in black or white.
To be honest, this has been a really good World Cup, and I think, especially being in South Africa, it's gone some way to heal the world in how good it's been. Sorry,
well, no, I think the Germans have got it right, because they've got it very basic, you know, very ABC, it's fine, it's all going all right.
Yeah.
And I think Germany will beat Spain. I think they've got a good back four, and if Spain were an object, then I'd back Germany to beat it.
I just wonder if anyone's actually worked out what was going on there. I don't know when that came up as a thing. So yeah, Germany. You said Germany.
Right, Germany will beat Spain, and
who was the other?
I never got around to that.
No.
Holland, I think, will beat Uruguay. I think they'll have, just provided they don't have a big argument in the lead up to the game, I think they'll get through to the final, and then we'll have the dream final of Holland v Germany, and we will have.
Why is that dream?
Because it will be a proper football
they
match.
They don't like each other.
Between
do they?
Two teams that absolutely detest each other more than probably any other two nations I can think of, other than perhaps Scotland and us.
Have you seen some of the fouls that have been happening in previous Holland Germany games? Have been absolutely criminal.
I went to Holland Germany in Euro 2004 and that was tasty. So,
Euro 2006.
2004, Portugal.
Oh, 2004, sorry, yeah.
Portugal. I think they'll do all right. I think Holland will get to the final. And we'll play Germany, and I think it'll be a thriller. Yeah.
So I'm the only one here who thinks Spain are going to win.
No,
I think.
Oh, okay.
Go on, because you haven't really said much at all.
No, I like it that way.
Yeah, so do we.
Spain Holland final, I still think that the final will be bad.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, come on, let's be positive. The entire tournament's kind of been ticking along without an absolute classic. Let's just say the final's going to have a classic.
Yeah,
it
could be good.
No?
It could be good.
It's going to be rubbish.
No. Well, you never know. It could be a great rocking robin.
Yeah. Rubbish. It's going to be a crap game now.
As I've said before, I think the final's going to be an epic final. I don't care who is it. And I'm actually looking forward to it. No matter all those four teams that go into it, I don't care who it is. Uruguay, Spain, Uruguay, Germany. If anyone's playing the Germans, I'm going to be so behind them.
Holland.
Okay, yeah.
I am an honorary Dutchman.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was made an honorary Dutchman in 2004.
Okay. And there's a big fan base of Jules fans in Holland.
Do we? Probably is. One of the stupider things I've read, one of the silly little stat quirks or whatever, every time there's been an English referee for the World Cup final, which Harold Webb's in line to do potentially, the Germans have won the World Cup.
He really? Knows he's missing
54
the
and 74.
Yeah, now does that mean that he gets a final?
Well, the only reason they're saying he's been held back, so he's in the reckoning, and the only reason they think he might not get the final is if Uruguay beat Holland, because of the sensitive nature of the Uruguayan referee overruling Lampard's shot, he might be put in a situation that's untenable.
Which is in the press today, and that linesman's not really been grovelling as much as I expected him to.
No.
He's kind of been
I made a mistake, get over it. Which I suppose is fair enough.
Which is fine, you know.
Do you remember the time when...
Robin Van Persie scored a couple?
No, he hasn't toned up, really, has he?
No.
Holland have got no one in the forward lines firing on all cylinders. Robin's doing all right, but he's playing as a winger at the moment.
We're going to wrap this up. I think we've basically said all our predictions and everything. Matt, you can have the last word.
Go on, Uruguay.
Rubbish.
He's not coming again.
Yeah.
That'll be
Jim,
the last
Jim
word.
Always brings wrong'uns.
That's what my mum used to say to me as well.